You're listening to SBS News.
From a routine Australian passport renewal to threats of immigration detention and being made stateless. Almost 5 years ago, the Immigration Department told Troy Roan Zen Lee he wasn't an Australian citizen.
I thought this is just a purely small mistake. But yeah, absolutely shocked and very confused. Very, very confused. Never, ever thought this would be, I didn't think that it ever happened to me.
Born in Papua New Guinea in 1975, just months before the country's independence, as a child, he moved with his naturalised Australian parents to Brisbane. In 2017, a letter from the then Immigration Minister Peter Dutton confirmed the department's position that he was Papua New Guinean despite being legally born Australian.
It's one of the most uncertain, frustrating periods in someone's life. It's basically you're like nobody.
With immigration lawyer Michael Chan, he took them on in court. The full bench of the federal court has now unanimously ruled the department and successive ministers made mistakes interpreting the Citizenship Act. They upheld Troy Lee's Australian citizenship, awarded costs, recommended a rare act of grace payment for psychological and economic impact, but said neither the department nor the ministers acted in bad faith. Home Affairs did not appeal the decision to the High Court, so it stands. Lawyer Michael Chan feels it's time to say sorry.
Well, I don't think the minister will apologise, nor will I think the department. But the apology will probably stand out in terms of the legal fees they'll have to pay, as well as an act of grace, which has been recommended.
Without a passport, Troy was unable to travel back to his family in Taiwan, where his wife and son still live, and lost his job as an engineer on fast trains. Banned from working in Australia, he started digging for evidence of his citizenship, like his registration of birth with the federal government.
And this one has the Australian coat of arms on it. And this is what they told my mum, that this was sufficient to prove that I was an Australian citizen and I didn't need to do any more else at the time.
And Home Affairs hadn't checked if Troy was a citizen of PNG. So he did with his lawyer.
They never even bothered. And that was mentioned by the judges.
This is a letter from the foreign government to
from the Papua New Guinea consulate saying that he's not one of them.
Yeah.
It was ignored by the department and he could have been left stateless. And there was more to come.
Well, you know, we'll have to arrest you, put you in detention. I said, well, hang on. I still haven't done anything wrong and you still haven't proven it to me that I've done anything wrong, you know. It got me very nervous at the time and I had to obviously call my lawyer for some clarification.
Troy's barrister is Professor Kim Rubenstein. She helped Immigration review and draft the current Citizenship Act and says this is not an isolated case.
I think this court case is a vindication. We are seeing more and more in decisions of the department where it errs on the side of exclusion rather than inclusion. And that, to me, is not consistent with the objects of the Citizenship Act.
SBS asked Home Affairs for responses to a detailed list of questions, including if it agrees mistakes were made and how it would ensure they're not made again, if it would support an ex gratia payment or offer an apology. The department responded with a simple statement. The Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, is currently considering the implications of the judgment. The battle has undermined Troy Lee's faith in Home Affairs and the whole system.
How does anybody trust the department, you know? And then it got me thinking that how many of these cases have they got wrong? Nobody should have to go through that. And you'd think there was some compassionate, you know, from the department? No.
Troy is applying for a seven-figure ex gratia payment. He has his passport back and now just wants to return to his wife and child in Taiwan.
Yeah, so it's good to get that back finally. And this is all just because of a blue book, you know. I hope this never happens to anybody else.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.